The Forgiveness Meditation. One of the biggest challenges humans face in a spiritual world is learning to forgive. Because the heart chakra is the bridge of our energy system, forgiveness is absolutely key in any balanced spiritual practice. Forgiveness is easier said than done, and it's more of a process than an event. Begin this meditation by finding somewhere comfortable to sit, either on a chair or on the ground. Have a journal and pen handy with you. Gently start to inhale a count of five, pausing and exhaling equally. Beginning to inhale at one, two, three, four, five, pause, exhale, one, two, three, four, five, pause, inhale, one, two, three, four, five, pause, exhale, one, two, three, four, five, pause, inhale, one, two, three, four, five, pause, exhale, one, two, three, four, five. As you breathe, bring the awareness to what needs to be forgiven. Humans tend to hold more to experiences than to people, even though it feels like it's the people we're angry at. So as you breathe, I want you to focus on what needs to be forgiven rather than who. When you go into your heart chakra or into the mind of the heart, what is the hold or the block that needs to be forgiven? What happened to you that is causing the pain? A forgiveness process is just that, bringing awareness to what is happening, looking at the pieces that are involved, and then releasing from there. So I want you to bring up an event that needs to be forgiven. And as you do, start to imagine or see or feel the energy around it. How did this make you feel physically? How did this make you feel emotionally? What lesson was in this for you? And what gift can you take away? As you breathe and the mind and the heart churn, it's okay. If this is your first time looking at what needs to be forgiven, it may be all over, it may be painful, it may be numb. We're bringing awareness to what is stuck in our heart. As you breathe, if you're more advanced and very aware of the situation, allow yourself to experience the joy and sorrow together. What did this lesson teach you that's going to make you stronger and more worthy? What gift can you take from this event that's going to leave you more whole and truly balanced in who you are? Why did this happen? And why does it no longer matter? When we're working on forgiveness, we're bringing forgiveness for something in the past. Allow it to be that. Bring it to your awareness. Understand how it's hurt you, how it's impacted you. Understand the lessons in it and maybe take some of the gifts. Then what I want you to do is I want you to write it out. On your paper, you're going to bring awareness to what needs to be forgiven. What needs to be let go right now? Write it out for yourself. Then you can recite, "I forgive you and release you. I take responsibility for my part and I ask for your forgiveness as well." This experience has taught me, and it has given me the gift of, but I am now ready to surrender it. When you're done, you can take your paper and burn it, allowing the energy to transmute from the physical realm into the spiritual. When you're done, sit back down and breathe, realigning from the top down, releasing that energy for the system so that over the next couple days you don't feel the pressure of it. Bring your awareness to the crown chakra above your head, and as you breathe, imagining a beautiful white light come down to that crown, connecting you to your divine. As you breathe, bring it into that third eye, allowing you to see the truth of the situation for yourself, into your throat, so that you may be honest in what has happened and time to let it go. Breathe into your heart. If it's tender, that's okay. Imagine it completely surrounded in a beautiful green energy and release. If it's tense here during the forgiveness period, just allow some more breath. Breathe into that belly, relax the solar plexus, release this from yourself so that you have the action to change your perspective. Breathe into that sacral to create new solutions, to create better dynamics and relationships so that you're no longer hurt. And finally into that root so you find the safety and security of who you are to move forward again. Take a nice full breath and relax. Namaste.